Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The Montana Securing Reproductive Rights Organization has kicked off its campaign to get Constitutional Initiative 128, Protecting Abortion Rights, on the ballot. To make it to the November ballot, the group will need to get more than 66,000 signatures from Treasure State citizens. The election process is in full swing right now, and it could impact your pocketbook. Brad Mulner, who's running for the Public Service Commission, explains why it's so important to vote.
So we spend a lot of time reading interveners' testimony on upcoming rate cases. On the one side, you always have the environmentalist groups. Their answer is always windmills. And then you have the utility. And caught in the middle is the consumer. While the Consumer Council, by constitution and legal actions, represents the consumers. So our job is to find what is, by law, the proper rate of return for the utilities.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump.
Ooh, pump it up.
Pump it up.
Add a little energy to your day. Stop by your local Town Pump. Grab a couple of 5-hour energy drinks, 2 for $5. Plus, Pump It Up members save an additional dollar, 2 for $4. Town Pump. Convenient and right down the road.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are all a human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help. And that's why we're here, is to help each other. We're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.